As we broadcast from what will be another day of Eagles practice at the NovaCare Complex, their second practice happening today, coming up in a couple hours, our broadcast in the NovaCare Complex is driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything from yesterday with the Eagles and whether you feel better about the Birds in light of what we heard from Howie and Sirianni and Hurt. So we played a good chunk of the Howie and Sirianni stuff there last segment. Coming up around 7:30, we'll play the Jalen Hurts interview from yesterday, press conference from yesterday. Plus, Elliot will join us at 7:50 today. All right, so we're digesting that. We're also, you know, as Ben Davis joins us, digesting a Phillies loss at what feels like, other than perhaps the first week of the season, the low ebb of the season. Now, the irony is the Phillies are still 9 games in front of the Atlanta Braves, who lost again yesterday. Phils aren't playing good these days. Braves aren't playing good these days. By the way, weird fact, the Mets are a game and a half behind the Braves now. So just start putting that in your whatever, on your radar. All right, Ben was out there the last couple games, obviously broadcast on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Ben, it was pretty ugly baseball the last few days.
It did not go well. It was not ideal.
That's a way to put it.
It was not ideal.
Why was it as ugly as it looked?
Well, they didn't do a whole lot of things well. I mean, not to be funny, but, I mean, they didn't hit. The starting pitching was okay. I thought Zach Wheeler was unbelievable. Aaron Nola was great yesterday. But they didn't hit. There was time. It wasn't timely hitting, and the bullpen just walked too many guys and hit too many guys, and you just can't do that.
Are there themes that you can sort of take away from these three series?
How about this theme? Guys aren't playing as well as they did in the first 3 months.
That's the bottom line.
Right? I mean, yeah.
It's that simple.
It's that simple.
But it's also that all-encompassing. You know, like, how do you fix
that?
Well,
a lot's happening at the same time. And maybe that's what you mean, John, all-encompassing.
Right.
Like, it feels like, Ben, to your point, the lack of timely hitting. Although Schwarber's hit was a big one in the moment. I mean, in the moment, you feel like, all right.
That was an awesome hit. That was in my mind, that's a spectacular job by Kyle Schwarber of going down and getting a ball that he wouldn't normally be able to get.
No. But he and others,
our approach for the day was horrendous.
So Bryson, look, he's the best player on the team. I mean, no disgrace. But he pops out early when there's two guys on. He Bohm strikes out. And I think it was the second inning. I think it was Schwarber that left them all on base at the end. I mean, Ben, it was
Bohm and Marsh struck out, remember. Back to back.
That's right. And they both thought they were bad calls, and I thought they were both actually good calls.
Yeah, they were both strikes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
They were both strikes.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't play well. They flat out didn't play well, and they didn't hit. There's a couple guys on the team I'm a little concerned with offensively. But the bullpen is just something we haven't seen the whole year.
So let's get to that, Ben, because the reality is I don't think Soto's going to be in big spots in the postseason. I certainly hope he's not. I think he's going to be a fifth-inning filler guy, you know, if you have to. Like, you're up five or you're down five. But Alvarado's not in that category. I mean, Soto was in the game yesterday because the manager wants to back off Alvarado for a moment. And maybe that moment's two games, maybe that moment's a week, maybe it's a month. I mean, how concerned are you looking toward October, because that's what this is all about, with Jose Alvarado?
I'm not really concerned. His last outing, he looked really good. He had a couple strikeouts. I'm not that concerned with him. He's just going through a thing. Everyone does it. But we've seen him bounce back in years past.
We have.
So I think he'll be just fine. I'm not that concerned with him. He still has the confidence. He still has the work ethic. So I think he'll be fine.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. On the Phils, the last couple days, the last couple series, which, again, they've lost three in a row now, and a ton on the Eagles. If you feel better. Look, here's where I'm at as far as yesterday, and if I feel better. Yes, a little bit. I don't put a ton of stock in all the words just because I expected nice words to be said, and they were. So I got to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt. But I think it's good that the nice words were said. It's certainly better than nice words not being said.
And that has happened.
That has happened recently before. So nice words were said by the coach about the quarterback and by the quarterback about the coach. So that was good. I also thought Jalen's presentation being more positive, more smiley, a little more seemingly happy.
He sounded like there was a lift. In his voice.
He sounded like he'd been talking.
It sounded like he was speaking more quickly. It sounded like it was almost like a skosh higher, like a pitch higher.
Well, you know, he was
with excitement.
John, he wasn't monotone. No, he's exactly. almost always totally there, monotone. There, he wasn't yesterday.
There, right. Yeah. There was enthusiasm and emotion.
And that's
and
good.
Almost expectant exuberance
yeah.
that I loved hearing because it sort of conveyed the enthusiasm for getting here,
yeah.
for being here with his teammates, being back and knowing that this is going to be a special thing.
All right, so your reaction to yesterday as we shoot, of course, toward today, another practice. By the way, 8:30 today, Devontae Smith joins our show. And at 7:30, if you missed it, Jalen Hurts' 10-minute press conference from yesterday, you can hear it with your own ears. If you missed it yesterday, that's
perky,
coming up in 20 minutes.
Perky.
All right, let's go to Ken right now in Vincent. Ken, what's going on, dude?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Great, Ken.
Especially not in Vincent. I'm taking you on my road trip to Wisconsin that will
nice.
Land me up in Wisconsin tonight.
Go see the Lombardi Museum.
And, they have good food in Madison.
Go see all that good stuff.
Lots of... It feels like there's lots of butter on everything. At least that was my experience.
And cheese. Lots of cheese.
A lot of butter.
Certainly
on
a
everything.
Lot of cheese.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Very cheesy.
All right, Ken, what do you got, dude? Wholesome.
I have an empty cooler. I'll bring you home some Wisconsin for us.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe love some it. Spotted so, cows, too, while you're out there.
Definitely spotted cows.
Definitely bringing home spotted cows. So that's a given. But on the Phillies, before I get to the Eagles, the only thing I would say is that this kind of post All-Star game stretch. For the first time this year, reminds me what my biggest fear is for this team in the postseason. You guys know this; it's in the dugout. So I'm not ready to jump off the Ben Franklin Bridge yet, but I'm being reminded of that still lingers. As
well, okay, but Ken, but let me just say this: he didn't do anything wrong in the last couple of games, right? You're not just to be clear, he didn't mess up. Like putting Soto in isn't really what he wants to do. He's doing it because he's trying to dial back Alvarado right now.
No, it's not the Soto thing as much as he seems to have a knack of knowing just how to leave a guy in for one batter more than he should be left in there for.
Look, I thought he overtrusted last year. I mean, I thought Charlie overtrusted in 2011 when he let Ryan Howard swing in Game 5 with a 3-0 pitch when Ryan Howard hadn't gotten a hit since Game 1 of the Cardinals series, and he popped out. On that freaking, who was that pitcher, the damn Cardinals guy, Carpenter, right?
He overtrusts sometimes, but yeah. then other times he doesn't. Like, he will not overtrust Brandon Marsh. He will seemingly overtrust Rangers.
It's
Suarez.
The seven or eight
Ranger
guys
gets
he trusts.
Pulled
no, Ranger does.
Previously.
Yeah.
I don't know if that will continue this season after the uptick in his play,
but
now that the downtick has happened, I would suspect it will continue.
Ken, here's what I'll say. Like, I also share the concern about Rob Thompson, but that is not even close to my main concern about October. My main concern about October is that the team just won't be sharp the way they were in the first 3 months. I mean, you know, in the first 3 months, there were guys playing above their head. Ranger, probably Strom, probably Hoffman, definitely Sanchez. Like,
okay, so we can get back to that.
Well,
level.
that's the thing.
That's
I mean, you know, they're going to win close to 100 games, but what will they look like in October? I mean, that's what this whole thing comes down to. Ken, quickly give me your Eagles point.
So, nothing that I heard yesterday bothers me. I'm happy with everything I heard and much expected it, but...
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That was a butt. That was a big butt. How big was that butt? Seltzer, why don't you take that on? That butt was so big, it was whose butt? Was that a B-U-T
I'm just thinking
or a
I'm thinking of Sir Mix-a-Lot right
I got
now.
A butt.
That's what I got
butt.
In my head
look
right
you
now.
Playing
I got a butt.
It safe.
I got a butt
look at Seltzer. He's afraid to go there. He's afraid
How about this butt, Joe?
Kim K?
How about this butt?
No.
Well, sure.
Okay.
Kim K butt.
Okay.
Howie yesterday said, I'm responsible for the players, and he, meaning Nick, is responsible for his coaching staff.
Yeah, but he talked around that. That answer was... That answer was
nonsense.
A cover job. That was a cover job.
It was so
that's
not believable.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That.
Oh, we
I
give
don't
each other information
you.
To
including
make decisions.
That is wonky. That is flat out, holy cow, I can't believe you just said
well,
that.
Well, Howie answered
in
the question.
Wake
he jumped
of,
in.
Well, that's, yeah, that's that was, one of the ones where Howie, he's sitting up there for this purpose. Like, I hope everyone's aware. Like, not everyone, not every head coach had a chaperone yesterday sitting right next to him on the stage. Not every head coach was chaperoned.
Yeah, no,
Nick
that's,
was
right.
chaperoned, and the answer given
was what Howie chose to say, which I found amazing. Howie said, I'm responsible for the players, and he's responsible for his coaching staff. How can you say that that is not the case
well,
at all?
He was trying to defuse, whether he did or not. Obviously, for you on that topic, he did not. All right, speaking of defuse, Jalen Hurts, how he handled the Sirianni thing. You'll hear that coming up next, plus Elliot at 7:50. A report from yesterday, a preview of today, and phone calls on all these topics, including the Phils.